Well, everybody awaits 12 noon today when Governor Yetsun Wike is expected to sign, approve the derecognition of Sir Celestine Omeya as a former governor of the state. Well, yesterday, the State House of Assembly passed a motion derecognizing Celestine Omeya. The motion was sponsored by the leader of the House, Martin Amaewhule. Questions have arose since then. Plenty of questions and reactions. For some of those questions, why now? For others, what took them so long? Some are even saying, the Supreme Court had said this before, in our eyes, according to law, he was never a governor. But some are even saying that the governor at the moment, Governor Yetsun Wike, was instrumental and against every other law, chose, in collaboration with the State House of Assembly, to recognize him as a former governor and make some, honorary, the benefits that come with that title. Now he's been asked to return Sir Celestine Omeya, the benefits amounting to almost half a billion. So you would understand if there are plenty of questions. Well, we'll be looking at all of those and more this morning on the Morning Crossfire. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew, and we're live on Facebook and on Twitter. On Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. What that means is you can watch us live on Twitter. You can also listen, and at the same time, when you need to, make a contribution. You can do the same thing on Facebook as well, at Nigeria Info PH. Let your voice be heard. Watch us live and make your contributions. I'd like us to listen carefully. I'll play this again. You may have heard it over and over again on the news, but I need us to start off the conversation on a very strong foot. So listen to what was said by Mr. Amaewhule yesterday at the House of Assembly here in Rivers State.
At the time this motion was before this House, members did not have better and further particulars concerning the matter that was before the Supreme Court, or that the judgment that the President of the Supreme Court delivered at the time. Mr. Speaker, today we have better and further particulars. And that is why, Mr. Speaker, we have before us the document substantiates the position of the law as it stands today. Mr. Speaker, given the situation, may I now respectfully urge this Honorable House to do resolve as follows. We signed the resolution of the Rivers State House of Assembly of 30th June 2015.
If there's anything critical you can take out of what was said by the leader of the House, it would be the fact that the House at the time was not furnished with enough details. At least the part of the law of the judgment from the Supreme Court at that time that said that, hey, this was in 2007, if I'm not mistaken, that said, hey, this man is not... Oh, this was 2014, yes. That, hey, this man is not a governor. He did not win for whatever. We all know the story of what happened at the party level and how tickets were taken and given and all that was said. But the House of Assembly in Rivers State has said it did not have the full details. And so when it was recognizing Celestine Omeya as governor, it was in ignorance. That's what it would mean. Now, this is a report on the Times from 2014. And boldly written on the headline is Amaechi defeats Omeya as Supreme Court dismisses suit challenging governor's election. That's the bold headline. And I'm going to read parts of it, word for word, so we understand. The Supreme Court on Friday dismissed a suit filed by Celestine Omeya, former governor of Rivers State at the time, challenging the election of Orotimi Amaechi. The court quashed the decision of an appeal court, which gave Omeya a temporary win that suggested he may oust Amaechi. In the ruling, Justice Mahad Mukhtar, who read the Supreme Court judgment, said the Court of Appeal in Abuja erred in law to have ruled in favor of Mr. Omeya, whom the judge said had no stake in the case he filed in court. I want to pause. So even at the time when the matter was in court, the judgment interpreted Because you see what said Justice Mohammed, who read the Supreme Court judgment, said the Court of Appeal in Abuja erred in law. My question really is, if at the time this judgment was available even to the justice at that time, what copy did the House of Assembly get, the State House of Assembly get at the time when they were recognizing Omehia as a former governor? What copy exactly did they get that did not have the part that says this man is not a governor? That judgment is not correct. Who gave it to the State House of Assembly? Where did they get that particular one from? Because that is where all of this is coming from. The excuse is that they did not know. It now brings us to question number two, which is, how much then can we trust members of the House if mistakes as huge as this can be made? And it took over, what, since 2015 till now? That's over 6-7 years to rectify it. Should Rivers people now have enough confidence in members of the House? Now, we now also wonder, question number three, how many more mistakes of similar fashion perhaps has occurred or has been carried out or has been done by members of the State House of Assembly? Number four, many have already been accusing members of the House of being rubber stamp. At the time when the governor requested for this, how much work was done into ensuring that we crossed our T's and dots our I's before we recognized this man? All of this one side. So the integrity of the House now being put in question. The fact that now Celestine Omeya is being asked to return certain amount of monies, now another question altogether. And that's where I'm going to have a guest with me in the studio today to have this conversation. And he is a lawyer, a political analyst as well, who will be joining me live here in the studio, Innocent Eku, to share his thoughts and perhaps a legal perspective to whether or not Celestine Omeya should return any monies back to the River State government. Meanwhile, for you who's listening, we have a question up on Facebook and I would like to get your reaction to it as well. Remember, we are live on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. Don't forget, some people are already saying this is political. But for you, what do you make of the River State House of Assembly's decision to de-recognize Celestine Omeya as a former governor of the state? We'd like to hear your views on that. So you could join Facebook Live and drop your comments. I'll open the phone lines now and hear your thoughts. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. That's the number to call. You can also reach us on 0817-923-0003. Another question to ask would be, at the time the governor had submitted to the House of Assembly in the state that this man needs to be recognized, what was the motive behind it? Because in public opinion says, well, the governor was trying to spite the former Minister of Transportation. That was public opinion. It's not verified. That was not what the governor of the House or anybody had said. But public opinion says that this was to spite the former Minister of Transport. How true that is, we cannot tell. Now that he's been de-recognized, public opinion also says that it is being done because Celestine Omeya is not supporting the same cause which the governor of Rivers State is supporting in the PDP at the moment, and we all know what that is. Public opinion is also saying that, well, perhaps the governor is doing this to get back at Omeya for supporting the presidential candidate of the PDP. Whether that is true or not, we cannot tell as well. But we just put the facts down and then look at them. We'll get on to the phone lines now. Akere is calling from Bori. Please, as much as possible, try to stay civil with your conversation and within time. Thank you. Akere from Bori, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Semi Andrew.
You're welcome.
This is Comrade Akere Swano. calling from Bori.
Go ahead.
Looking at this issue, the judgment of the Supreme Court 2007 was so clear, unambiguous, without any dent, made the pronouncement that Sir Celestine Omeya, in the eye of the law, is not a governor and wasn't a governor of River State. That is very, very clear. But what that took place when the current governor came in was very, very political. That was done in the bid to spite the former governor, to score a chief political point, to gather sympathy and support to the government that is coming in. That was exactly what that played out. And we have to be careful for everything we do, because when we begin to do things that contradict the law, nobody knows tomorrow. Look at what that is happening now. Taxpayers' money has been spent according to hundreds of millions of naira to a circumstance that is illegal. It's very sad, my brother. Now, talking about the House of Assembly, very, very unfortunate. Temple crop of House of Assembly members are those who were there at the House of Assembly. And they saw all this. Some can describe this as people who are on stage playing out a script, compiled and scripted by somebody. It is very unfortunate. If you look at the House sitting yesterday, it was a block vote. That is to say, if there was any dissenting voice, that person would have been victimized.
All right, Akari, thank you very much. Even now to Chima. Point, Chima. We move on now to Chima and Rumokuta. Good morning, Chima.
Good morning, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Andrew, since yesterday, I'm crying right inside my heart at what River State has become just because of politics. Andrew, we must not look far. What transpired in yesterday at River State Assembly is a mere politics. That is what transpired there. Now, how can a House Assembly come out to tell us that a document that is in public domain, a Supreme Court judgment, you will come out and tell us that you did not study the document well? I don't get it at all. I don't get it. Everything we must not take away politics out of what happened yesterday. And this assembly, this particular very assembly, is one of the worst assembly I've never seen in my life before. Assembly that does not sit when governor did not permit. I don't get it at all. What kind of assembly is this? You always
I think you would not be right to say that the assembly doesn't sit when the governor doesn't permit. That would be very untrue and very inaccurate.
No, please, don't make such comments.
That's not true. The assembly sits. It has its timetable in how it sits, and it sits when it ought to sit. It doesn't require the permission of the governor to sit. So it would be out of place, Chima, for you to say that the assembly sits only when the governor says it should sit. So does the governor also give the assembly recess?
The governor wants. That's what they do.
You cannot say that. You don't have a proof to show that. We'll be right. You don't have proof for that, Chima. If you would not want to listen to me, I would have to end that call. You don't have proof to say that the assembly does anything the governor says, or it sits when the governor says it should sit. That's not even the conversation we're having right now. So if you cannot prove that the governor dictates when the assembly sits, or what they approve and what not they approve, well, you don't come out and directly say or make comments like that. And I hope you understand. Whoever's calling next, please also, I said earlier, let's try to be civil with the conversations and say things that are facts and not things that you think or you feel. Try to be as civil as possible. Thank you very much. We have a short commercial coming in the next couple of minutes that we'll be going for. And I've put out a few questions. Public opinion says there is some political undertone to this. That the governor might, or the House of Assembly working with the governor, might be doing this because Celestine Omeya is in support of Atiku Abubakar, who is the presidential candidate of the PDP. There's also the thought that at the time when he was recognized as former governor of Rivers State, it was to spite the Minister of Transportation. These are public opinions. But majorly, where or what judgment did the State of Assembly read or get at the time when he was recognizing Celeste Omeya as governor? And why did it take them over 5 years to see that they made an error? If that is the case, can we then now even be sure that more errors have not been made by the State Assembly members who are representing their people? If that is the case, can we even trust members of the House at this moment? We'll be right back after this commercial. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
We're back and live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Be a part of the conversation. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. You can also call 0817-923-0009. 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, 0809-030-6416. My name is Ifeemi Andrew. Loads of questions have been asked. We're discussing the derecognition of Celeste Omeya as governor. Former governor of Rivers State, and the House yesterday moved that motion, and today it's expected to be signed by the governor of Rivers State. But many questions as to, in the first place, why the Assembly recognized him. They said, well, they did not look at the judgment properly. Now that's a question. Now, does this not question the integrity of the Assembly members? If such a mistake can be made, how many more mistakes have been made? Stanley is on the line. Hello, Stanley. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Yes. You know, the annoying part of the whole thing is that this is the same leader in 2015 that sponsored the same bill to recognize the mayor. And it's the same man again sponsoring the bill to recognize him on what is in public domain. Now that he's telling us that they don't have information before doing what is in public domain, a Supreme Court judgment that ushered this man as a governor. How do we trust all the budget, billions and trillions and all this they have passed? All this time they have allegedly passed for all these flyovers and all the rest of them. How do we trust them on the public expenditure and accountability for what they have done? Because this is the same House of Assembly in 2015. Whether you call it 8 or 9, Martin Amebula was the leader of the 8th Assembly. Martin Amebula is the leader of the 9th Assembly that passed this thing. So how come now? Are they taking Rivers people for a ride or what? Even the same governor, if he should sign this thing, is the man that signed it in 2015. And it's the man who is going to sign it in 2018. Him too as a lawyer, he's not doing due diligence to know what is right or what is good. When you are people are saying that is the assembly, governor is different, assembly is different. We are witnessing in this country when if National Assembly passes this, President Muhammadu Buhari will look at it and point out issues. Either he throw it back to them or he tell them to amend to all these things and so that. In recent time, where all these electoral ads, we saw people going to court when they failed to do what President Muhammadu Buhari said. So what state, what kind of state, what kind of governance is going here?
All right, Stanley, thank you. Over now to David in Yenagoa. Good morning.
Greetings from the city of Yenagoa.
You're welcome, David. Good morning.
Now, let me look at it from the legal perspective. In the first place, if you look at section 287 of the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, I think that section of the Constitution clearly expressly stated that judgments of the Supreme Court and all other courts must be obeyed. And if the Supreme Court, in its own wisdom, had given a judgment long ago, I do not see any reason why or anywhere where the House of Assembly in 2015 or 2014 got the legality to do what it did. If you ask me again, before the eyes of the law, what the State House of Assembly did was a nullity, an illegality that they allowed to perpetrate. But because nobody went to court to challenge them, that illegality was like a norm or stood still today. Well, the people of River State are not fools. It's just that as River people, we are beginning to see the kind of leadership we have. We are beginning to see the kind of House of Assembly we have. When we say that the House of Assembly is a rubber stamp, some people say no, it's a lie. It is clearly shown now that the House of Assembly is a rubber stamp. And for me, I don't want to bring in political coloration to it. His Excellency, the former His Excellency, as it were now, Sir Celestine Omeha, knows very well that he was standing on an illegal ground. So for me, what is happening to him is very correct. He should make the refund of those illegal monies he has received from the state. And more so, the governor, after his tenure, take note, because now Section 308 of the Constitution gives him that immunity, is only covering him. After his tenure, should be tried for criminal content. And in fact, the leader of the State House of Assembly, who was raising that motion, that being in the correctional center, taking corrections for their abnormality, they should be tried for criminal content for perpetrating that injustice. It's quite clear, and I'm happy this is happening at this time. River people, shine your eye, okay. Shine your eye. Once again, my name is David Way. This is the kind of leadership we have. Thank you, and have a nice day.
All
God
right,
bless
David,
you.
Thank you very much. But when you think about it, some people would say, should we commend? I mean, the spokesperson for the River Civil Liberty Organization commended the State House of Assembly for at least being bold enough to come back now and said, yes, we made a mistake and we want to correct it. That's on one angle. Should they be commended for it? But on the second thought is the public idea that, how come it took you over 6 years to realize the mistake you made? And should we not even be seeing some form of anger, especially from the executives? Because this would look like you made the executives look foolish to have signed in the first place. And now you come back and tell the executive again, oh, we made a mistake. Well, after 6 years, we did not look at the judgment well. This man should not have been the governor. Should we expect some sort of reaction from the executives to say, this is your job, how did you not see this thing? Or, according to what many have said in public space, is it because Sir Celestine Omeha is in support of the presidential candidate of the PDP? Which is the general opinion in public space. Austin is calling from Alu. Good morning.
My brother, good morning.
You're welcome.
Yeah, there's a school in River State. I will take you back to the memory lane. There's a school in River State. Students went there from year one to final year to graduate. They gave them certificates and all that. Later, they recalled them back. The teacher of that school said that they did not write the exam very well. Then the question was, who marked this school? And who gave this result to this student? Now, let's go back to what is happening. Yesterday, I watched it on television. I laughed bitterly. I said, how? And I told my wife, I said, look at what is going on in the university. The same governor in 2015 enthroned this man. And from then to today, this man has been receiving salary.
all the minister whatsoever that is being given to the government, this man has to. And today, man, the same governor now, and the team has to attend the field of the no, we don't recognize him again. Now, the question is, and I'm asking myself, so is it that that school, that they gave this certificate to these students? So that means those students did not take copies, they didn't do anything, and they just blindly give them. Now, let me go back. This is what is taking place in Rivers. This, because Omea supported Atiku, and look at the final result. It's very, very wrong. Let them do the right thing. It blew to Rivers. Everybody, the whole world is working on Rivers. And look at how, like little children. It's quite wrong.
All right, thank you, Austin. Okay, from Ilapuchi, good morning.
Good morning, if you hear me.
You're welcome.
Yes, so you hear what I did, and you see what I did.
Talk and make a year.
You see how they ride the house of assembly like a horse. Oh, God bless, politician. You see, the same house of assembly where you see, pronounce somebody as a governor. Then, this again, because of the mistakes or problem they get with the governor. They revise again. Hey! We have to make on our look. Because if this two of the three is coming, two of the highway, they go right in the entire town. It's not give at
all right, okay, thank you very much. As much as nothing has been said, the major reason why this derecognition is taking place, according to what was said by the leader of the house, was because they didn't get a proper look at the judgment and the section of the judgment that said that, well, Celestin Omeha is not a governor at the time. They didn't see that. Which brings us to which judgment did they now look at? Because it was in public space. And secondly, even most important for me would be for us to think about this. At the time, the APC in Rivers State, remember, were very unhappy with the decision of the governor to recognize Omeha. They were, and they faulted the decision of the governor to restore the rights and entitlement of Celestin Omeha, who presided over the state between May and October of 2007. Did anybody go to court to question the right of the Rivers State government to honor Celestin Omeha as a former governor of Rivers State? As at the time, the House of Assembly first recognized him when the governor asked that this man be recognized. Did anybody take that judgment or that recognition at that time to court and say, this is what the Supreme Court says, because you have to obey what the Supreme Court says? And what the state government is doing isn't what the Supreme Court says, so we need the courts to interpret this for us. As much as we'd want to commend the State Assembly for coming out now to say, well, we made a mistake and owning up to their mistake, one would help but wonder how many more mistakes have been made. Now, this is for a document that was in public space. This was a statement that was in public space, right? So the expectation would be that, well, we all saw what the Supreme Court says. It should be easy to interpret. Well, it didn't go that way. And now they've said it's a mistake. Well, pardoned. They are coming out to correct their mistake. But for some of the other things that perhaps we do not have in public domain, that members of the House have taken decisions on, it now brings us to question their abilities, wouldn't you say? How many more mistakes could they have done from that time till now? How many more? I'll take some of your comments on WhatsApp and Facebook shortly. Remember, it's at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. We are live. Join the conversation. Odima is calling from Iwofe. Good morning.
Yeah, Andrew, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Just like you said, that's why people like us have been vindicated. We have always believed that there's no position in Rivers State. Amechi and Wike, they've never really been quoted. The only what we've been seeing is this one, this one. Because if they or if they were fighting for issues for the benefit of Rivers people, tell me why an opposition like APC in 2015 did not take this matter to court. Because you are talking about Rivers money here, it's not Wike's money. So tell me why APC that says the opposition, that all the lawyers that are hearing that I accuse all of them, are making nobody thought you saw this and said, okay, let me take this matter to court. So for me, till today, there is no position in either state. They have just been deceiving their followers. They just say this and their followers will follow. And so for me, this has indicated people like us that have said there has never been any opposition in either state, even till today. Thank you.
All right, Dima, thank you for your contribution. Well, the question I've asked, of course, is who went to court to, you know, ask the court to interpret the decision of the state government at the time to recognize Celestine Omeya as a former governor when the Supreme Court had a judgment that clearly says it wasn't. The APC was even not happy with the judgment, and it vented out that thought clearly, saying that the governor of Rivers State had no right, the State House of Assembly had no right to recognize this man because a judgment from the Supreme Court says otherwise. But then it went on. Did anybody seek an interpretation in court? On Facebook Live, Elvis Amegwa says, Andrew, the issue is, did Omeya request for the recognition? However, this was done years ago. This is just politics of bitterness taken too far. Thank God Ability says, Andrew, honestly speaking, this is what we call political vendetta. Ernest Shonekon's case is no less instructive. His appointment as head of interim national government in 1993 was ruled illegal and subsequently toppled shortly after by Abacha. Celeste Obeya was never a governor in the eyes of the law. The House said they are unaware of the existing facts. Very funny indeed. Precious SS says, at times I wonder if all these people saying that their lawyers really know what the law is saying. Gostam Elemuwa says, good morning. People should stop saying Governor Wike is behind the derecognition of Celestine Omeya because the governor is not a member of the State House of Assembly, and if anybody has proof, that person should let the general public know. Well, I think we've highlighted that loads of time. According to what is on law, it is the State House of Assembly that would officially, then the governor would sign. Now, in that space, both people have the right to ask questions. We've seen many a times President Buhari do this. One of our callers even pointed out the electoral act, for instance. You know the back and forth it went? It went to the president, he looked at it and said, oh, this, take it back, do that. So the question would be, the governor is even a lawyer, so many would expect that this document would at the time would have been looked at and said, okay, go back to the House and do proper work. And for the House, when the governor had requested that Celestine Omeya be recognized, they also ought to have done a proper job of looking at what happened. Well, now they said it was a mistake. So what judgment did they look at that did not have? Because what was said by the leader of the House is the judgment that they had at the time did not have that part. I think I'll play what he said again. Let's listen to what the leader of the House, Martin Amewale, said.
At the time this motion was before this House, members did not have better and further particulars concerning the matter. That
is exactly the point. Members of the House did not have better and further particulars. What particulars did they have and who gave it to them? And the one that they have now, who now brought this new part that they didn't have then and said, oh, you did not have this part of that document. This is the part that has this. Who gave it to them? These are questions that ought to be asked and people need to know. Because these people are representing Rivers people. And it brings to question how many more mistakes could have been made. And it questions ultimately the integrity of the State House of Assembly. Walter is calling from Rukboku. Good morning, Walter.
Good morning, my brother. It's me, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Yes. You see, this matter is sensitive. And some of us, sometimes we are careful to, you know, to talk. Andrew, you know why I called is that, you know, when you started this matter, you said that you'll be having a guest.
Yes.
That will interpret this matter.
Yes.
Because some of us are novices.
Mm-hmm.
We are not
mm-hmm.
lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they are lawyers, I'm expecting that that man could have been here so that he interprets all this.
He will.
So that we know where we are going.
He will be here shortly to interpret this so you can hear.
Okay now. I'm listening.
No problem, Walter. Thank you very much. I think I need to apologize on behalf of my guest who's running really, really late because of the traffic situation. But I'm pretty sure before we wrap things up, he should be in the studio to just at least give us an interpretation and talk to us about what the implications of what has happened. Henry is calling from Mbouba. Henry, hello. Good morning. And we lost that call. On Facebook Live, Oleade Jackery says, those guys at the State House of Assembly don't know anything about the law. They should know that they are there to create laws that would be of importance to everybody, even themselves, after leaving office. Gosta Melemowo, okay, I think we took that already. Let's take some of the messages on WhatsApp now, shall we? This person here says... this one says, don't worry, he that has the right to recognize also has the right to derecognize. We should continue minding our business and let them be fighting themselves. Christian sent in that message on WhatsApp. This one says, good morning. People should stop saying Governor Wike is behind the derecognition of Celestino Mayor because the governor is not a member of the State House of Assembly. This person says, this shows that both Rivers legislative and executive arms of government are partners in whatever wrongdoing they perpetrate. Speaker is a lawyer. Governor is a lawyer. Both continue making mistakes. There's a question there. The derecognition of the former governor, Celestino Mayor, by the State House of Assembly shows the high incompetence and negligence of members of the law. More comments on WhatsApp. This one says, good morning. My problem is I never heard the media condemn the House did back in 2015. It was accolades all over. No one pointed to the fact that the House went against the Supreme Court. Or the media did. Maybe you didn't listen to the right one. I don't know which of the media you listen to. Social media or conventional media? And my guest is here with me in the studio. Although we are pressed for time, we'll see what we can get out of him. You're welcome, sir. You can talk to us quickly. This is what the House has said it wants to do. So tell us, the stand of the law in all of this, the mistake that was made and now corrected, and the fact that it's even asked to return the money spent. What does the law say about this kind of situation?
Yes, the law is very clear and expressly stated. The Supreme Court judgment did clearly say that in the eye of the law, Omehia was not a governor of Rivers State. That being said, when the government of Rivers State undertook to recognize him, get him listed, and release unto him all the rights and privileges of a governor of a state, what that means under the classification of the law is that that act of the government of Rivers State was a grant to Sir Celestino Mayor.
So it is legally?
No, that act under the law is classified as a grant.
What does it mean to be a grant?
Prerogative, a gift granted to a person by the government.
Mm-hmm.
And the point to note is that a grant is not recoverable, a grant is not repayable, a grant is not refundable.
Secondly, there is no punishment whatsoever that can go to the Rivers State government. Could anybody have taken the Rivers State government to court for doing that against the Supreme Court judgment?
Yes, if somebody had taken Rivers State government to court, the court would have declared that recognition a nullity in view of the Supreme Court decision. But nobody did that, and so it remains. Now, the point I'm establishing today for everyone in Rivers State to note is that that act of the governor, which was done on his prerogative, unsolicited, unapplied for by Sir Celestino Mayor, is classified under the law as a grant. That is a free will of government. And free wills are not recoverable. They are not repayable.
So Omehia, the mayor cannot pay any money.
Omehia cannot pay a kobo to River State government. That is the law.
All right,
then the important
you.
Thing to note is that under our law, Section 4, Sub 9 of the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, and several decisions of the Supreme Court have stated that in Nigerian law, our laws, statutes, and acts of National and State Assembly does not operate retrospectively. It cannot be implemented backward. That means that law that they have or motion they passed yesterday can only operate.
All right,
from
thank
that
you
day.
Very much, Innocent Eku. We're out of time. Thank you for your time. Have a lovely day. Hello, Port Harcourt comes next.